from people. In the Quran Majeed and the noble ahadith of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these three subjects have been repeatedly mentioned through examples, warnings and stories. As the Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi says that I was hoping to write a small booklet on this topic, but it ended up being a very thick book. We read at the end of chapter 2 that wealth is both good as well as harmful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that for every ummah, for every people, there has been a test, and a test for my ummah is wealth. So it is very important to save ourselves from the harms of wealth. If someone has a poisonous snake and he makes a cure from it, it will be useful both for himself and for others as well. If he doesn't do so, then its poison will kill him and will also harm others. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam once said, this wealth is attractive. It is useful for him who gets it in a halal way and spends it correctly. But he who gets it in a haram way is like someone suffering from a disease in which he carries on eating without getting full. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah writes, wealth can be useful and harmful for its owner at one and the same time. Wealth is like a snake. Whoever knows about snakes can hold a snake, take out its poison, and make a cure from it. But if an ordinary person had to catch a snake, it would certainly bite him to death. Similarly, in order to be saved from the harms of wealth, a person must ponder and remember over the following points. Number one, he must know the real reason why wealth was created by Allah Ta'ala. Number two, he must be careful about where he gets his wealth, and he must make sure that he does not earn any haram wealth, which could even be by accepting a gift that is actually a bribe, etc. Number three, he should not keep any amount more than his actual requirements and give away any extra amounts immediately. Number four, he should also be careful about how he spends his money and beware of wasting or spending in a haram way. Number five, when he gets any money or he's spending it or saving it, then he should do so only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. What is for his own needs, he should do so with the intention of getting enough strength for doing good works. Whatever amount of money that is more than his needs should be quickly given away as charity. If a person keeps his wealth after fulfilling all the above conditions, then that wealth will not be harmful for him. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu once said, if anyone had to get all the riches of the world for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, he would still be a true zahid, someone who doesn't chase after the dunya. However, if anyone had to give up the world altogether, but not for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, but instead to show off, he will still be regarded as a person chasing after the dunya.